Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. NPR's Tiny Desk concert series has racked up millions of views on YouTube, featuring a wide range of artists from indie favorites like Big Thief, art rock forerunner David Byrne, and R&B megastar Usher, all playing behind a literal desk at the NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. 12 years ago, NPR started the Tiny Desk Contest, where unsigned artists from across the country, they enter a video of their original music for a chance to play a Tiny Desk concert of their own. Sacramento's own, the Philharmonic, won that top prize in 2024. Last year's winner also calls California home, going to Bay Area artist Ruby Ibarra. And this year, close to 1,000 Northern California artists threw their hat into the ring. From Redding to Lodi, Placerville, West Sacramento, and everywhere in between. NPR is expected to announce their 2026 winner later this month. But while we all wait for the results, we're highlighting some of our favorite local entries. Insight senior producer Andrew Garcia and Cap Radio Communities reporters Ruth Finch and Keyshawn Davis join us with their findings. Welcome. What a fun treat.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Vicky.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Andrew, so you were here last time we did this roundup. Yes. It's been a few years. What stood out to you about this year's entries?
I feel like the production value has really stepped up over the years. We get some of those DIY sort of just people behind a desk in their homes, and that is great. Those are some of my favorites as well. But this year, people are making like full-on music videos as their entry into the Tiny Desk. And then just the number of people. Back when we did this in 2022, like you were saying, maybe about 100 artists entered, and that felt like a lot. There was a lot to go through. This year, like you were saying, about 947 entries were across Northern California.
So almost tenfold.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, and that's also a lot of work for the three of you to go through of all this. So, like, Ruth, how did you go about making your selections?
Well, I started off going through a lot of the country and folk entries. I'm just a big fan of the genre. I'm from a pretty rural part of California, especially down near Bakersfield. We have a lot of country influence, Merle Haggard and Buck Owens, and that Americana sound was really a big part of my growing up, honestly. So I started there, and I like that because it's a relatively low bar for entry for things like this, right? If you're just like a person with a song and a guitar, like you can do country and folk. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of went from there.
How about you, Key?
Yeah, like you guys mentioned, there were so many submissions that I had to come up with a system. So I separated all the submissions by music genre. So I started off with majority of rock, then I went to R&B, rhythm and blues, and I finished with hip hop and rap. When it came to actually making my selections, I was looking for obviously if the music sounded good, and then I looked at how creative their music videos were.
How about you, Andrew?
I really just hoped that Ruth and Key left some good ones for me. I made my selections last.
How polite of you.
Yes. And it speaks to the quality of entrance that I had a hard time going through. I got 4 super strong ones, but I had to narrow it down from like 8 quality stuff. So I could have made the list even longer. And that's how good so many of these entrants are.
So we're going to just share a few. There's a longer list that will be online at capradio.org. But Key, you're up first. Who are you starting off with?
Yeah, so my first selection is Sahade, who is an R&B singer from Redding, California. Her song, Dead of the Night, has been on repeat since I first heard it. I love the concept of the video that was shot actually in the dead of night. The live band, the lyrics, the background singers, and the camera work. This was an amazing submission.
I'm gonna be okay. I'll be all right. I'll be fine even in the dead of night. I'm gonna be
love it. Okay, R&B to start things off. But Ruth, your first pick is something a little different from the world of folk.
Yeah, so my first selection was from a band called Turtle Pheasant from West Sacramento. Their submission, Red Tail, it's just like really transportative. The lead singer's voice feels so fragile and like tender. And the trio of strings comes together to give the feeling of like walking through this like summer field. There's like this like really big like soaring melody, and it's juxtaposed with these really almost pleading lyrics that make it feel like your heart's breaking on the prettiest day of the year. I know that's a little sappy, but I'm just in love with this track right now. Also, there's only three musicians in the video. I want to point out the lead singer is singing while doing this like crazy finger picking, and he's joined by a violinist, and I looked it up this morning, a mandolinist. I didn't know the word. But yeah, that's the word for someone who plays mandolin. Now you know. I can't find their music anywhere else besides their submission, so if you guys are listening, please, please release more music somewhere I can find it. If you're into folk artists like Sierra Farrell, Field Medic, or Adrian Lenker, you should give these guys a listen.
Want to be out on a field with the sun glistening on my face.
So jaunty.
Yeah, yeah, so now definitely. We're going to be heading to Dixon.
Yes.
Andrew, tell us about the song Anytime Soon.
Well, it's performed by Dawn Farr, and that's the stage name for Althea D'Souza and her group. And this track is so great. It starts with the video. It's in a living room, and there's these ethereal blue lights that are shining in at night. It feels alien. It feels a little scary. You're sort of in this liminal space when the guitar sort of joins in, and it's sort of haunting. It's a song about heartbreak and loss, but Althea's vocals are so strong and resonant and refusing to, you know, fully give in to the heartbreak. It was amazing. It was the first song that I listened to that just really hit me in the heart, and it was my favorite of the batch. Let's take a listen.
I guess I'm not getting over you. No, I guess I'm not getting over you. Anytime soon.
Oh, you can just feel the intimacy.
That mournful little trumpet line that sneaks in and out. So beautiful.
It is so beautiful. Okay, Key, I'm turning back to you. This is our first artist selection from a Sacramento proper, right?
Yeah, and his name is Jakari Smith. He's a hip-hop artist from Sacramento, like you mentioned. And the song is featuring Jada Irene and Y2K. What stuck out to me the most about this submission was the concept of the video and the lyrics. You know, the artist pours out his soul on the track, asking questions with the overall theme of wanting to take his pain away. The thing I love about hip-hop is the storytelling, and, you know, he did an amazing job of doing that through the lyrics and the music video.
How much time I got left on this earth till I take my last breath? Why I'm scared of the concept of death? All the demons that crept. Why sometimes I find it hard to accept that they truly do care how I felt. Can I right all my wrongs? Do they care I put my heart in these songs? Will they listen to my art when I'm gone? Will they hear all along? Do they question if I truly belong? When I fall, can I still stand strong? Will I find true love? Will I always feel stuck in the mud? I got some friends way closer than blood. All these feelings, they flood. And my heart leaking out of my cuts. I just hope to be free.
All right, Jakari Smith, a familiar presence here in Sacramento's music scene. Well, let's just stick with Sacramento with your next pick, Ruth.
Yeah, so my second pick is from Soul Caracol here in Sacramento, called Hometown is the name of the song. It opens with these lyrics, this doesn't have to be anything, but it could be everything, and it feels so emblematic of the track. It feels like butterflies in your stomach with a new love. That young feeling of knowing something might be happening, but not quite having the courage to seek it out so you don't ruin it. It just, it really takes you to this place that feels simultaneously nervous and comfortable. But in the end, I think it's really hopeful. To me, if you've listened to like people like Mac DeMarco, Remy Wolf, or even like Cave Town, I feel like it fits right into this like really nice indie bedroom pop vibe that I really like. I listen to a lot of, especially growing up. So I really like this track a lot.
All right, we only have a minute left, but we gotta like end with probably, maybe, arguably the coolest band name, Squid Saves the Planet. Andrew?
I agree, Vicky. That's partly why I picked this one. Also, they have that scrappy DIY vibe. They're in their room. There's blankets on the wall. There's a projector. And this opening guitar riff, you'll hear it. The tone is as crunchy as a kettle chip.
All right, that is Insight senior producer Andrew Garcia and Cap Radio Communities reporters Ruth Finch and Keyshawn Davis talking about their favorite local entries into this year's NPR Tiny Desk Contest. You can find all 12 of their picks on our website at capradio.org, and we're going to close out the show with a little taste of another one of their favorites, Blame It on the Water by Nightbrain. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.